And this this ayah that refers to life, I thought it's very interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this this ayah in this surah. While we're talking about battles and how to fight and the spoils of war, here's the verse that pops out and catches the eye because it's talking about life. And even when we're in battle, we're doing it for the sake of life. We're not doing it out of anger, out of vengeance, out of exploitation or aggression. We do everything according to Islam to defend life. As the ayah starts, Ya ayyuhalladhina, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And it's interesting, this verse is a commandment. All the other verses around it are descriptive and circumstantial in terms of dealing with a particular situation. But here, immediately, it says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, which means, O you who believe. In other words, God will now give us a commandment that we must follow if we want to achieve faith. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, istajibu lillahi wal rasuli. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. So it's saying that, oh, you have attained to faith, respond. استجيبوا. So immediately it's telling you to respond to something that God and the apostle, and notice it's combined here, as if it is one entity, that there is a voice from God through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam calling us to respond to something, and it is that call unto which will give you life. So it's directing us to life and moving us away from the cult of death or violence or deadening of the soul. And then it goes on to say, and know that God intervenes between man and the desires of his heart. So the distinction of the human being is that it is not just a member of the animal kingdom like all other animals who react to impulses and are just emotional creatures, but we have the human mind that is there to intervene through Allah's power, that we know how to control our emotions, and definitely the training in Ramadan is exactly doing that, this daily control and practicing self-restraint. So here is something that is telling you this is through God. That is the power of God in doing that for human beings. And the more you open up to God, the more you're able to control your impulses and deal with your, and manage and regulate your emotions. And then it says at the end, and that unto him you shall all be gathered, where we will all be held accountable for our belief and our actions. So this notion of accountability is the conclusion of this ayah, and therefore the ayah is a commandment. It is telling us to respond to the call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul to give us life, and that this is what God has been able to do with human beings in controlling our impulses, and that we will all be gathered to see how we did and held accountable on that day of judgment. And what's interesting in the Quran is when you go to a verse, you find other verses that are the tafsir for that verse. In other words, there are other verses that explain and provide you more context of the verse. So the verse that we were looking at, it was in Surah number 8, Al-Anfal, verse number 24. If you go to verse Surah 6, verse 36, it says, only they who listen with their hearts can respond to a call. So it is the purification of the heart that allows us to listen to that call. In other words, the transmission is there, but is the receptor open? are we able to receive that message? Like the power outlet in a room, you can't get electricity unless you plug into that power outlet. Here it is saying they are the ones who listen, who open their receptors so they can respond to the call. And as for the dead of heart, those who don't cleanse their hearts, God alone can raise them from the dead, whereupon unto him they shall return. So the power of God is that which gives us life. It gives life to the vegetation. You see it dead, and then immediately after some rain, there is life. And that is the metaphor that is given in the Quran, that we will die and will be raised up again in the hereafter. We'll come back to life. And the more we respond to the call in this life, the better it is for us, obviously, in the next life. And then the other verse that is preceding the verse that we're looking at today, two verses before it, it talks about, verily, the vilest of all creatures in the sight of God are those who are deaf, those dumb ones who do not use their reason. So it is about that human mind that God has instilled in all of us, and he has breathed into us from his spirit to give us the direction, to give us the clarity, to give us the orientation to follow, to find God. And so they are the ones who are using their reason, whereas those who don't use their reason are considered in this verse the vilest of all creatures. So the vilest of all creatures are not just people who are doing things wrong, but the ones who don't use their reason to do what they're actually doing. And the Quran is replete with verses that talk about those who deny the truth from previous generations. It says they don't use their reason. They just claim tradition and follow blind imitation. And that blind imitation is what leads them to not using their reason. And if they don't use their reason, they will not find faith. So reason and faith here are intertwined and are so important for us to respond to the call of that which gives us life. So the conclusion is, number one, to respond, we must open the receptors so that we receive. We must have a living heart, a heart that wants us to live, not a dead heart that doesn't use our purity of intentions. Number two is the clearing of the mind, a living brain as opposed to a dead brain. And like every muscle in the body, the brain needs exercising to use it and to realize that you have that faculty of reason and to use it in all the different circumstances throughout our lives today. Number three, it is the physical life that we're trying to protect. The first goal of Islamic law is that we are commanded to protect life. We are here to save lives. That is the number one commandment that we have in Islamic law. And with that comes spiritual life, so that we are not just animals that bounce around and just consume and procreate, but we are spiritual beings. We are souls that need that nurturing. And alhamdulillah, this Ramadan, we're receiving that dose of nourishment for our spirituality. And the last point I want to make is that which gives us life is also the life around us. It's not just the life of the individual, but it's the life around individuals, the life around us, and that is the environment. So that which gives us life is also that which protects the environment. And with climate change and the burning of the ozone, that is something that is very important for us. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has so many hadith that talk about the environment. Of course, the Quran talks about the environment and how God created it in beauty with the different colors and the different forms, and that it is there for our use. And therefore, we are caretakers. So when we say that we are Khalifatul Ard, that humanity is the ones who are vicegerents on this earth, we are stewards of the earth. And to be stewards, you have to be aware of what is around us, So the Prophet taught us about that when he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, if a Muslim plants a tree or sows seeds, and then a bird or a person or an animal eats from it, it is regarded as a charitable gift, sadaqah, for him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, he asked Sa'ad, when a person who was making wudu, and he was admonishing through a question, what is this waste? Why are you wasting water? He asked him in this exercise of performing wudu. Sa'ad replied, is there wastage in wudu? I mean, like, it's water, so you just take whatever you can. The Prophet said, yes, there is wastage, even if you are at a flowing river. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cautioning us, even if there's plenty of water, don't waste it, because it does have an impact on the environment when you do not use it only to the proportion, but you use more than what you're supposed to use. Finally, the other hadith is removing harmful, this famous hadith that we hear about all the time, that removing harmful things from the road is also an act of charity. So keeping our earth tidy and clean and protecting the environment is definitely part of the sunnah, and is part of that which gives us life. So let me repeat the ayah. Oh, you have attained to faith. This is a commandment now. It is not talking about a circumstance. It is an overarching principle. Respond to the call of God and the apostle when he calls you unto that which gives you life, and know that God intervenes between man and the desires of his heart, and that unto him you shall be gathered. And therefore, Islam definitely is a religion for life. I just want to end by two announcements, two things, two points. Do you see the, what I did want to show on the screen was our webinar about those who are saving lives on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic and crisis. And we salute our doctors, our nurses, our healthcare workers, our essential workers, all people now who are risking their lives to protect our lives and to give us life. And we actually had a webinar with two Muslim doctors who were doing exactly that. I ask you to listen to that webinar as we salute those in our community who are saving lives. And I encourage all of us after Ramadan to give blood to the American Red Cross, because all the hospitals, all the clinics will need more blood to take care of the patients now in the ICUs, in the hospitals, and they are at full capacity. So we should do our part in giving blood, and do our part also in advocating for those on the front lines. Thank you.
When is the webinar? When?
It actually happened already. So if you just go to our website or Facebook, you can listen to it. And we will probably have more coming up in the near future, inshallah.